October 28, 2012, Sunday teaching.
Chaya ta. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for friends. Sentientam Shenje Wadong De pink sheet, and at the bottom of the sheet you'll see two mantras. Let's chant the Chenrezig mantra 8 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 And then Green Tara's mantra right above that. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now the children are welcome to go to their classes. If your child has never been to a class, would you please go behind the door, fill out a survey sheet, find out where your child will be picked up. Mm-hmm. Today is Sunday, October 28, 2012, Sunday Teachings by Geshe La.
So we'll begin with the meditation, breathing meditation. So, nine round breathing meditation. This time, do correctly. So, we'll use our left hand, okay. sorry, I've been teaching, we've been doing these meditations quite a long time. So then eventually, lost the mindfulness. So then sometimes we have been doing incorrectly, not because of you, because of my instructions, sorry. So now on, so make sure we do it. Okay. So some of you are here first time at the Kadamba Center, probably looking for some kind of meditation to do. So I think that's a good idea to some form of meditation on a daily basis. I think it will definitely help. It will definitely help us. So this what you call 9 round. Breathing meditations is designed to help us to get rid of our, what we call in Tibetan word, restful energy that's been stuck in our channels. According to the textbook, it says there are 72,000 channels in the physical body, 72,000 channels. So that's where all these energies that goes through channels, because of that energy and the channels. So because of everything, the movement, every movement, physical body movement, is very much related to that, according to Vajrayana teaching. So now, I think it's important. So if you are here first time, then if you are looking for some kind of meditations, it is important to please listen carefully. So because many people heard this probably more than how many times, probably 100,000 times. So the first, the how the wasteful energy has been created, how wasteful energy is created. So the teaching suggests, so that because not able to focus, not able to concentrate, not able to miss, not concentrating, not working for concentrations, not doing any form of mindfulness practice. So that imbalance the energy. That imbalance the energy. Energy here, when I say energy, I mean every mind, kind of like riding on the energy, means every mind comes with energy, energy. What we call lung. Lung literally means wind, but this is very subtle, very, very subtle. It's not wind element. It is wind element, but it's not the wind that blow things, It's much more subtle. So every mind is kind of like rides on. That's how the text says, rides on the energies, every mind. So mind that thinking about clock, mind, thing, every mind comes with energy. So now when we're trying to pull all the mental energy into one object, that's why, that's what it means, concentrate. If we're trying to pull all the mental energy, on the one object, so that's concentrating. So that power of that, energy balance, that power of that, how is the power of that concentrations, balance the energies. So that energy goes into body, so there will be like positive impact on your health, you know, of course on your mind. So when we don't concentrate, so then that means like energies get imbalanced. So then if you have more of that, so you know, whether it's balanced energy or imbalanced energy, we cannot stop. It will go to our channel. We cannot stop unless you reach really highest level of the practice. You know, otherwise it's impossible, you know, to stop. So now that's why we concentrate. That's why we are learning how to be focused, how to be concentrated. That's the reason why we are concentrated. When you concentrate, then the power of that concentration balances the energy. Then that is useful energy. It's not waste, it's useful energy. So more of that energy goes through channels, then that will first contribute to the physical comfort. Okay? So then that physical comfort will contribute to the mental comfort. So that's the whole idea, okay? So this 9-round breathing meditation is designed to get rid of wasteful energy that's been created, that's been stuck here, you know. So symptom, it says that sometimes you don't feel very good, but there's no particular reason. You don't just feel good. And sometimes, you know, there's no real reason. You don't just feel good. There's no reason. So that's the one symptom that's been created by, contributed by imbalanced energy. So, Sunday chishis. Sunday, the word something, that's concentrations. Sunday chishis means concentrations makes your mind calm, peaceful. Jinbe longje, generosity, practice of generosity, you know, so then it's kind of like Jinbe longje, Jinba, you know, the generosity, longje, wealth. So the act of giving, then you know in the future you will receive wealth. So the practice of ethics, moralities, the result will be like higher rebirth. Okay? Patience. Practicing patience. You know that physical appearance, then you will have good looking physical appearances. The practice of the ethics. Seva, there's the patience. Practice of patience. The result is no like good physical appearances. Or Seva Dande. Effort. Joyful effort. Not just effort, joyful effort. Joyful effort makes your mind calm, due to a calm. Sunday chishi, Sunday, now there's the fifth professions, concentration. Sunday chishi, shiwa, peace. Shiwa means peace, shiwa. Shiwa means peace. Sunday chishi. So that the power of concentration will, how you say, make your mind peaceful. Sunday chishi. Lo yito. Lo is shut up. Lo is shut up. Lo means, you know, shut up. Shut up means wisdom. Wisdom. Shut up. Not shut up. Not the shut up. Shut up. Shut up. That's the Tibetan word. Wisdom. Wisdom will liberate you. Liberate. So that indicates, you know, we need to learn. You know, simple prayer, simple belief is not enough. We need to learn. Because wisdom is the only thing that liberates us. Lo yito, you will be liberated by wisdom, you know, not by simple, you know, prayer or wish or something. Lo yito. Excuse me. So that's also one thing to understand, you know. Someday, chishi. That's why I'm trying to say this point. Someday, concentration, shi. Is no Shiva, peace, you know, peaceful mind. That's peaceful mind will be produced by concentrations. That's why we like our mind to be peaceful, I think, most people. So you cannot, you know, we cannot buy. Simply, we cannot buy. You know, America, you have the biggest shopping mall in the world. So, you know, even you know, compared to Europe, you have the biggest shopping mall. So you cannot buy some decision. So, but you cannot produce peaceful mind. Somehow concentrate. So now this 9-round breathing meditations is to get rid of anything wasteful energy that's been created, not focusing or concentrating, has been created because mind gets so hyper, thinking so many things in one time, you know. So that's how this wasteful energy is created. So that's first we get rid of that, okay? So how? So this is meditations. So first you use your left hand, please. So now this is the normal change. This is the correct way. So I'm being now mindful, okay? First, block your left nostril. Tail? Nostril or nostril. Left nostril. So then, inhale. Each time when you inhale, you count one, okay? We'll do the three. Then, that's two. That's three. Four. So now please, right hand here. Inhale. That's six. So now, not from the mouth, from nostril, not from mouth. First inhale. So whenever you feel you are, you know, like whenever you don't feel well, you don't feel good, it's not physical. It's like it's most in the mind. Okay, it's in the mind. So then you do this meditation. It will definitely help. So we'll do it again one more time. First, put his left hand. So I say, my hands about go here, that's a mistake. So now, this is now. Nine. So this is called 9-round breathing meditation. So if you do it, it will help. Okay, it will help. So the purpose of this meditation is to get rid of wasteful energy that's been created, not focusing, not concentrating. Okay. Oh yeah. So now we understand whole idea behind mindfulness meditation is to create, you know, peaceful mind. Okay, that's all. Not peaceful mind. Peaceful mind also, you know, the obvious one that we notice now, you know, is good for high blood pressure. Blood pressure, there's obvious positive impact that people now find out peaceful mind, you know, there's no like the blood pressure level is much, much lower. So then can you imagine, you know, sometime that you just have peaceful mind, that's like really big achievement, you know. So that requires so many wisdoms to create that kind of peaceful, continue peaceful mind throughout the day. That requires a lot of, you know, wisdoms, not easy. So now the second one, second meditation that we do, that's like normal breathing meditations. So in that case, what are you trying to do? You're trying to place your whole mental energy in your breath, on your breath, okay? So at the same time, you are trying to create more balanced energies, you know, which is good for your physical body. No, of course, no, it is done in the mind. It's good for mind too. So now this second meditation is called, also this is breathing meditations, but a little bit different. So, so in this case, we exhale from our mouth, exhale, then inhale from both nostrils. So these meditations must begin with exhale. Okay, so that's the one. So then last time when I've been saying every breathing meditation begin with exhale, that's wrong. That's my mistake. Not your mistake, that's my mistake. Okay. So now this 21 breathing meditation must begin with exhale. Okay. So best. So at the beginning, so no, like it's quite difficult, you know. Even though it sounds very simple, but it's quite difficult to do. So at the beginning, if you are having problems, so that's what I learned from Vietnamese temple in Germany. So you can make it word like out, in. But we all count in our mind. Exhale, inhale, that's one. So we count in our mind. Exhale, inhale, that's two. We'll count 21 times, okay? 21 times. 21 times. First, I've been like explaining this, I think many scientists, but most of you probably know. Not because I'm trying to play hookies, you know, not trying to escape the reading the books. Yeah, I will read the books. So my point here, you know, life is so busy. You're so busy. If you're a family, children have this program, that program, so many programs, then, you know, so many things, so many chores, you know. So then you come to the center looking for something. Buddhism is very deep, very deep. So the reason I'm, you know, explaining this, so I'm hoping that you will start learn something simple that is, you know, day-to-day life, that you are not necessarily thinking about enlightenment to become Buddha. So day-to-day life. So that's why I'm saying, you know, you learn something that will help you to day-to-day life rather than thinking about next life, enlightenment, you know. If you can think like that, that's wonderful. You know, I'm not discouraging you. Not but, you know, day-to-day life, you know, something simple that you can do in short period of time. Doesn't require to say any prayer. We just sit and meditate. So that's why I'm, you know, explaining this again and again, again and again, again and again. Okay, that's how I learned. You know, so learn that, then, you know, doing this again, 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 again. Then that's how I become like to. That's how I become making mistake too. So here the breathing meditations. According to the teaching, those meditations have been taught thousand years ago. Thousand years. It's not just, you know, somebody made it up last night, midnight. Oh, it's been taught a long time ago. That's the good news. Oh, it's been tested, been taught a long time. It's been tested, produced great results. Oh. So that's the kind of instruction that we should follow. Then more likely we'll, you know, make some progress. Okay. So this... it doesn't matter if you sit like this or sit like this, doesn't matter. I think either way is fine. You know? So this is like more like breathing meditations. Traditionally, you sit like this, you know. left hand go down, right hand go up, the finger like this, then goes four finger below your navel, like this. That's the proper way to sit when you do meditations. Okay? So maybe to save the time, so you can ask people here, they know, this called seven sitting positions. That's what you call seven sitting positions. Sometimes you see eight, so that means last one is breathing meditations. Right from the beginning, if your mind is calm, peaceful, this breathing meditation is not necessary. Okay? So breathing meditation is like trying to, how do you say, transform your mind into something neutral. Because if your mind is kind of angry, unhappy, then you do this meditation, breathing meditation, it will kind of transform your mind into neutral. Then it's much more easier to transform that neutral mind into something positive than rather than try to transform the negative energy into something positive. That's much more difficult than neutral energy to transform into positive. That's much more easier. Okay? So, we'll exhale from the mouth, inhale from nose, and we'll count this 21 times without losing the count.
Losing the counter.
If you lose, if you are kind of not sure, it's 9 or 8, unfortunately, you need to go back to square one. No cheating. Unfortunately or fortunately, you have to go back to square one. Okay? Be honest and sincere, genuine, okay? Because that's for you. So now we'll begin. It's clear? Exhale from the mouth, inhale from your nose. Whenever you inhale, you count one. We'll do this 21 times, okay? Without mistake. If you're having problem, say out, in. Out, in, okay? Too fast, sorry. So here we just learn, okay? Then you can do it at home. Doesn't require to say any prayer, anything. You just sit. It said, like every the teaching here, it begins with Sanskrit. Every text begins with Sanskrit. Similarly, every meditation, every meditation should begin with positive mind. Means good intentions, okay? So that's the only thing that you need to do. Then, like talking about prayer, I think, you know, silent is kind of prayer. Silent. How do you say? Silencing.
Silent.
Not the siren. Not the siren. That's not meditation. Silent. Not the, silent. And silent. Yeah, silence is please. Silence is. So like being still, peacefully being still. I think do you think it's prayer? What? Silence from noise, imaginations, or like thought and but I'm not like, do you think that's prayer? I'm not sure. Like when you pray, you know, when we pray, like we are reading some books, prayer books, right? Prayer books. Or maybe in my case, I memorize, you know, so then I will say prayers. It kind of makes you not completely silent, but it makes you silent. Silent in this case, silent does not mean nothingness. Silent does not mean no thought. Right? No thought. If you think about silent means no thought, that's impossible. Unless we are dead. There will be thought. It's not the thought is another problem. The problem is the negative thought. That's the problem. Not the thought is the problem. The positive thought, we need positive thought. You know, so we are not trying to eliminate the thought. That means that's not good. So anyway, silent. When you say prayer, then you are kind of silent of, you know, distractions, of sound, idea, imaginations, whatever it is, you know. So that kind of, because you are centering your heart into that prayer, you know. So that whole energy of your mind is trying to center that into that prayer. So that's how, that's what I see, that's how you become silent. You know? So the reason I'm saying this, you know, well, anyway, so now there's too much talk. So like, positive intention is necessary. Beginning of every meditation, any meditation that you do, something positive intentions, because it's been said. I'm just repeating that. You know, every text begins with the Sanskrit. Similarly, every meditation must begin with something positive thought. You know, positive thought. So I think, first of all, if you're trying to meditate with a negative thought, probably you are not able to meditate. So do experiment. Do, you know, try to, you know, when you get very angry, you try to meditate and see. So then you will find out, okay? It's not just been said. You'll be find out. So here, you know, this 21 breathing meditations, you know, I think it's good. Here, people here, you know, very busy. So this first you do 9 round, then you do 21. These two meditations, that will be great, you know, positive impact on your life, okay? So now, but doing this 21 breathing meditations accurately, perfectly, that's quite a challenge. It says it has to be very, very natural. Natural. Because we breathe in and out all the time, but we are not aware. So that's okay, you know. So right from the beginning, we should not think about perfections. So that's not good. So right now, you exhale purposely. Then eventually, when you become good at that, you know, so then you just sit there. Then try to see if you can do that naturally. Naturally, you know, if you can do it naturally. So that's good. That's, you know, that's the whole idea, you know. Not forceful exhale or inhale, just natural. So that's quite a challenge, but it can be done. So now this is according to the mindfulness meditations. What we are trying to do, so I'm going to say this again, So mind, according to the mindfulness meditation instructions, our mind is considered as elephant. So that elephant is so powerful. If that elephant get wild, so many bad things could happen. That elephant is so powerful. But actual elephant, you know, so you have probably no idea. So I was grown up in India, so we grow corn. When the corn grow very high, so we have to go there many days to guide elephant, because elephant comes in, just coming into the field will destroy a huge amount of work that you've been putting seed, growing. Then first you put the seed, first that you balance the ground, then you use two cows, then how you say, plow, then like probably this length, you put one seat cover from your feet, our feet, then this long line, it's not just one. In the sun, under the sun, then you do this, So then they eventually grows, it grows very beautifully, very nice, All of a sudden you can destroy it like elephants. If you don't guard elephant, it comes. So that's just animal elephant, That's why they come very much. So here, the second meditation we just did, 21. So that's what we're trying to do. We are trying to tie that elephant. That elephant is so powerful. Make sure that it doesn't get just roaming around, wandering around, hanging out, or hanging up. The sum of the word is very kind of amazing. Amaze me. Hang usually means hang up. So they're hanging. So I don't know how this word comes into hanging around. So then I'm not sure that's what's out there. But it means, I know what it means. But when you look at the word itself, there's no really. When you look at the word itself, then the meaning that people use here doesn't match. There's also a number of words like that. So anyway, so that in the second breathing meditation, what we're trying to do, we're trying to tie that elephant. Tie first just to get that elephant. To get the elephant on this, hitching post. Hitching post, that's our breath. Our own breath, that's hitching post. So mindfulness is like rope. You have to have rope to tie that elephant, to catch that elephant, and tie that elephant on hitching post. That's mindfulness, that's rope. So now wisdom, that's like, India, so so you, some of you may have already saw, in the forest department, they use elephant to load, unload the big log. So they have a piece of metal. They poke elephant's ear, if they don't do their job, they just poke there. So that's wisdom. Wisdom, you analyze, And when you meditate, because why we need this, what I call a piece of metal, because sometimes when you meditate, right from the beginning, you see like that after a second minute, then it also become like Italian pasta. Sometimes the mind is too hyper, so that, wisdom's kind of like watch over, how the whole process of your meditations. So this is what we're trying to do. We try to first just catch the elephant and try to tie that elephant on the hitching post. So this, exactly this breathing meditation is placed tying that elephant with your hitching post. This is the breath, your breath. That's what we're trying to do. That's why it's important to be mindful. Exhale. If you think, that's inhale, then you lost elephant. Mm-hmm. Elephant's gone. No. Exhale, inhale, then you count properly. You already had elephant. There's no. So then if you're doing this, if you don't have elephant where the elephant is, then that's no good. So, yiji langbo dowa las. Yiji langbo do yi. Mind. Langbo, elephant. Langbo, doa, is on the move. Yiji langbo doa, is move all the time. Chembe tabe nye chingnes. Chemba mindfulness. Tapa rope. Nye chingnes with trying to tie the elephant with full awareness. Not just, you know, maybe I'm trying there, not trying there, you know, so not like not knowing. Maybe you are trying yourself or maybe elephant. We all get confused. It's not like that. Full awareness. Fresh, you know, full fresh. You know exactly what you're doing, you know. Chembe tabe nye chingnes. Nietzsche means with full awareness, which is better. Share up wisdom, chakju, this metal. Share up chakju. Rimuang chakju means sequentially, eventually, not right away, eventually you will be able to tie that elephant on that hitching post. Eventually, it didn't say right away. Very important, it didn't say right away, it said eventually. That eventually means. If you do one time, once a month, that's, then, you know, that's, that eventually become quite long. If you do it every day, then eventually, then that's like, you know, you are doing 1 month, 30 days, that's pretty good, you know. If you do once a month, then like, that probably takes a long, long time. Sequentially, then you'll be able to try the elephant. So then that's good, you know. So now I learned through these breathing meditations how to tie that elephant on this hitching post, which is here is my breath. So now through this, you know, practice on a daily basis, it will take probably 5 minutes. I do 5 minutes or 10 minutes. If you do it very slowly, 10 minutes. So it's almost impossible not to find 10 minutes. It's much, much better if you ask me to pray. It's much more powerful if you do this meditation. It's much more powerful than my prayer. Okay. So, so now through, you know, daily practice, you know, daily doing this meditation daily basis, you become so good. So now for you, tying that elephant on the hitching post, but problems. No, everything that can be learned right from the beginning. Oh, I don't think, you know, I can learn. So, you know, when you go to yoga class, one of my friends told me, the instructor said, okay, put your feet on the up on the wall and do this and that. And he said, what? So he could, but he couldn't do. Like that. So anyway, first thing, the example that I use, learning typing, how to type. When I first came to this country, Some were teaching me how to type. And the goal is to type without looking at keyboard. I say, right from being old, no, impossible. So I can't do that. So then there's called JMJ or something like that. When they teach you how to type JMJ, or something, there's some letter there, you have to type it again, and you have to pretend. And she said, you have to pretend when you're even if you are not in front of the keyboard, you have to pretend that you are typing. Like that, you know. So, yeah, it's like how, the first and how that can be done. Even though somebody who's doing it, you don't believe. So you don't believe that you can learn, you know, right from the beginning. So then eventually you try a little bit with the patient, time, practice, patient, it can be done. So now, it's not a big deal. There's something that I don't think I can learn. So now it's not a big deal. There's everything, every knowledge is like that, okay? So then now you become so good. This for you, it's become very easier to tie that elephant on the hitching post. First, you are having problems just catching that elephant. So now you're able to catch, not just catch, and able to tie that elephant there. So now the second step, how long you can tie. First, to catch and tie. The second step, how long you can tie it there. So that's why, you know, if you go out in the coffee, that's like the one painting. There's elephant, the monks, and the monkey, and the rabbit. And the rabbit last year, the monkey, the rabbit. These symbolize 9 stages of how you can develop how you can develop highest level of concentration, highest level of concentration. That's the last stages, how you can develop. So then throughout that process, you know, first one is to try that. Second one is how long. So then now, you know, clarity. Then it comes, you know, a little bit more challenge, you know. So then thinking mind, excitement mind, that's gross, that's subtle, that's very subtle thinking mind. So then recognizing them is, you know, kind of challenging. Thinking mind, gross thinking mind, subtle thinking mind, very subtle thinking mind. That's why the rabbit gets smaller, smaller, smaller. Further you go, that symbolizes that. Okay, they're trying to explain to people this nine stages of mindfulness meditation through painting. That's what it means. That's what it's, you know. They just put the monks. It can be anybody. It just has to be monk. Don't think, oh, you have to be monk. That's wrong. They just put it there, monk, you know. So they just put them monk. So I think you can put, if you want to redo that, you can put someone else. You can put someone else. So, okay. that's just simple, okay. Yeah, so... So then, you know, there's maybe this. Not much time. So last meditation. So I think, so next Sunday there'll be class. Yeah. Robina, okay. So Robina will teach you how to do it. Teach you how to become. Okay, so probably this is going to be the last Sunday class then. So now this is, you know, placing your mind on your breath. So now another meditation is not really, you know, so that's probably invented somewhere in Thailand. Probably 10 years ago. Anyway, so we have similar meditations. So some of, you know, the reason I'm using this today, so some of you, you know, do much better in physical, placing your mind on physical than breath, okay? So there's, you know, putting your all attentions on the mind, that's much more difficult. Oh. Same chamba nyesha. Chamba, mindfulness, nyewasha, close placement. Same chamba nyesha, same mind, putting your all attentions closely on the mind. That's much more difficult. Chue chamba nyesha, closing your mind on phenomena. That's exactly what we did, breathing. That's the one, breathing meditation. Chua chamba nyesha, placing all your attention on feeling. Chua chamba nyesha. Then lu chamba nyesha. So then placing all your attention closely on physical. So that's what I'm trying to explain to you now. That's, you know, I learned that's invented in Thailand, you know, like so what we do, we just sit like this, sit. There'll be like 14 physical movement. 14. I think we have been correct on this since from the beginning this time. Yeah. But, you know, we may mistake sometimes in the number, but it's okay. Probably each hand, 7-7 movement, okay? Like this. First, just pictures, you know, how you're sitting. So now here, whole idea is to move your physical with full awareness, okay? And can everybody can see my hand? Oh, my hand. I mean, my, what do you call? My knee. So anyway, so like I'm sitting like this. Okay, sitting like this. So my knee. So visualize my knee's all up here. So then slowly, fast you move this hand with full awareness, like this, on your knee. There's one, right? So then slowly move up. That's true. Then slowly move back, close your belly button. No? That's three. Oh. So then other hand, slowly, slow. That can be very slow. You can know. Same. Up. Then here. Above other leg. Other legs. above other head. there. Here. Yeah. There's here. So that's six. Right? So then move this slowly, this up to your center of your heart. Seven. Right? Eight. Then nine. Then put it back. Put it back like this. This 10. Okay? So then slowly, that's 11. Slowly, 12. Then 13. Then 14. Yeah. Okay, like that. You can check much. You can check time much as you want. You know, just. Yeah. So, you hear people talking. You hear noise. You know, just let don't follow that. Just let it go. So there's interesting. Like one of my teachers, he's like 85. When he passed away, he's 86. He meditated every morning. Every morning he meditated. You go inside house, open the drawer, you do something. He will not notice at all. That's exactly what happens when you really, when you go deep into concentrations. You can hear. You cannot hear. You cannot hear because your soul, whole energy of the mind is on something. How is it? Like very strongly. Can hear, so eventually you can hear. Okay. So now, first you sit there like this. Now, everybody understand? One, first open. Two, first one, then two, right? Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, then 11, 12, 13, 14, with mindfulness. With mindfulness, so that's like placing your whole attention on physical, movement. Also, walking meditations that you do here, that's same idea, walking meditation. Goal is to have a peaceful mind. That's why you meditate. Not because you want to become Buddhist, not because you want to become something special. Only reasons to create, that's the only way I think you can create peaceful mind. I don't know any other way. Huh? Peaceful mind. I mean, long-lasting peaceful mind. That's through meditation. That's the, I think, only way. So, why we learn? Because if I do meditation, probably doesn't benefit you much. So that's why we learn together. You learn, then you do, then you get benefit. So when you become more calm, peaceful persons, there will be a ripple of positive impact within environment that you live. The calm, So then if you are always angry, then it's difficult. It's difficult. these two meditations, so probably we'll see again sometime in... sometime in December or maybe November, sometime in December, so then we'll continue. Okay. So now we have 8 minutes left. So, 8 minutes left. So, so one stanza, then I read, so that's probably the, some idea. So here, the, if you have books, sentence number 9, sentence number 9. So this is strictly from Buddhist point of view, how to, how to say, how one can react towards every actions. Here, mainly negative actions, how you can react. Okay? So that's like, here we are learning. This is like called mind training tricks, you know, training the mind with in the difficult circumstance, how to train your mind. Oh, that's what it is. So this is the kind of base on that. Then you can have discussions, you know, what, how you do, how you react. Okay, this is like called. I think we all, I already explained that it says number 8, I think last Sunday. So 9, Kalde Rangi, Rangde Chivashu, it says Dola, Rangi Deji, Dola Jins. So this is the kind of human being, right from the beginnings, thinking about the welfare of other sentient beings, what we call Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva means the person who possess bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is the powerful mind. It's like so powerful that just thinking about the quality of that mind is kind of blows your mind, you know, just thinking about that. sincerely, genuine, not, they are not pretending. They are sincere about, you know, their whole life is about others. That's it. Their whole life, you know. They breathe for others, they eat for others, every movement they do is solely dedicated from welfare of other sentient beings. That's called Bodhisattva. So this mind has so much qualities, but you know, it's not very, very difficult to develop. Very, very difficult, not easy, you know, very difficult to develop. But once you develop that mind, there will be no suffering at all. There will be no sufferings, you know. No matter what kind of condition that you live in, your mind is filled with joy. Just joy. That's what it means. So these type of people, what they do, whenever they think about, you know, because of habit, sometimes they do think about themselves. Kalde, in case if they are thinking about themselves, kalde rangde chivashu basis, dola che, rangi deji dola jins. So now in this case, it sounds like that, you know, thinking about oneself is sounds like kind of negative, doesn't it? So now that is indicate here self-centered mind, or my way, highway, that attitude. So that I think I'm glad that you have this saying. So that is indicating in this, you know, we use this self-centered mind because that's what it says in Tibetan, rang changing. Rang self changing means, you know, it's a changing, that's a very powerful word. It's like, it's all about me. It's nothing for you. It's all about me, you know, nothing for you. That's how it sounds. When you say rang changing, it's just for me, there's nothing for you, nothing for you. That's kind of attitude, you know. So if that's attitude, my way, highway, if that attitude has this kind of connotations, so that is negative. So then, you know, some cases it's called chronic disease. It's never been healed. Chronic disease or Rang Chin Jin. So please investigate. throughout your day, investigate how much suffering has been caused by that, and how much suffering caused by thinking a little bit about someone else. If you find out, that attitude, thinking about somebody else, that's causing me so much problem, then this is wrong. Then this text is absolutely wrong. Yeah, dealing with your pets, dealing with your neighbors, and everything. You know, it's like there's so many examples you can't explain. There's so many examples. Ranches. Kalde rangi toy dollar rangi digit dollar jeans dollar rangi digit dollar jeans, and saying if you are walking towards that path that led by Bodhisattva, you know how to reach ultimate happiness. If you are entering into that path, so that's how we supposed to think. Dollars. Immediately you think about something like that, then immediately you stop that. Rangi digit dollar jeans, giving your happiness to other sentient beings. So that includes, like, you know, it's not easy. The reason I'm saying it's not easy, because, as I said, you know, I don't go out much. So you go out all the time. You go to walk. You know, you have to see people. You know, probably you have much more external activity than I do. So I interact with my cat. I have one cat. That's the being, the one being that, you know, constantly with me. That's my cat. You know. So, now talking about giving your happiness to somebody else. It's not easy, because I'm saying it's not easy, because early morning, around 3 o'clock in the morning, if your cat meows. So lately, my cat has been like starving, like hungry all the time because of her sicknesses. So early morning, you know, like, then crying. So then kind of you hear that noise and you know what she's asking, but you don't want to get up. And like, you know, she go back. So should I wake up or should I not wake up? Then if I fed her, then next time she's going to call the same time again. So they are very good at setting the alarms, you know. So then, you know, you go back and you go front, then back, then sometimes you just get out of your bed, then you feed, but it's not really compassion, you know. It's not really, really like powerful compassion that you have, that you're going down, open the can, whatever it is, then you pour there, and then after that, after like hours, come back again, meow, and then, you know, then scratch your drawer and all kind of things. So that's why I'm saying it's not easy. Even like that's just gross example. It's easy. You can just stand. You say, okay, why you don't get up? Just feed. Easy to say, but not easy to do. Huh? I have to admit, it's not easy to do. So anyway, like that, you know. So, but losing your sleep. One hand is not totally blamed to the cat, because you are losing your help, you are losing your sleep, because you are not getting up. If you get up, the minute the cat meows, then she eats, then she goes to bed. Then you go to bed. Then she won't, you know, she won't go on and on and on. But she's going on and on, you are not responding. You are not responding. It can't stop if you respond right away. Maybe there are so many things in our life. It's like that. If you respond, it will stop. But we are reluctant to say something. Like it can stop, but you know we don't want to do. Some reason it's unfortunate. We don't want to do. But then later, when you think about, you know, that, you know, she can have food, you can have good sleep. It can be done with some effort. But you don't want to do that. At the same time, you don't want to hear that noise. So you cannot have both. Or you sleep, or you continue to hear this noise till 6 o'clock in the morning. Something like that. So like that. So maybe so many things in through our day, also all probably like that. You know? So that's what it means. Yeah, so so now time is over. As I said, there's not here another book. It says desire for happiness. Desire for happiness. So this, when I saw this word first, I also was shocked. You know, this life. Desire, chindu means, you know, like desire to be happy in this life. So I'm not saying that you should do this. I'm not saying, what I'm just saying is I'm just sharing this message with you. Desire for happiness for this life. One book says that is suffering. It's not saying it's wrong. It's not saying it's wrong or right or wrong. It's saying suffering. If you don't pay attention, if you just let it go in the wind, if you just let it go with the wind, will blow. Wherever it blows. So lung lakur means no. Just send with the wind, then it blows. I really learned. So I have to tell this story, okay, even though this time's over, I have to tell this story. I was in Nepal, visiting my aunt, living in the remote side of Nepal, middle of nowhere, no connections, no internet, no telephone, nothing. So I was there with, you know, I am on vacations to see my aunt. So she has a couple of friends comes over, basically the moms and three daughters and one of daughter's son is like probably mid-20. So they are there because the house that my aunt lives is kind of huge. So they are there, they're probably grown up there. So they are there to, that mom is about to divide the land that she owns, big piece of land, and she's dividing them to the daughters, so everybody has to sign the paper. Somehow that piece of paper been lost in that house. They couldn't find because it's about to sign, they couldn't find. So then we are eating, we all are eating together, moms, the three daughters, and one of her daughter's son was sitting there. And she kind of, all of a sudden she tells that because they are looking for this piece of paper, couldn't find. Some of the land is not in the good location, some of the land is good location, it makes it difficult to divide. You know, then. So the moms all of a sudden told one stories. Basically saying, you know, the things that you lost, you've been looking for, you will not find, all of a sudden it will appear, something like that. So that son took very personally. Son stood up and said, you are saying that I stole that piece of paper? I had this. Then the mom's back of the son, they're throwing those glass over. They go in a fight, very big fight. They go, the moms, there's so much noise. So then, you know, I'm not fighting, but but you know, our happiness is related to other people. That's for sure. I'm sitting there. So then I just, you know, like, then probably they embarrassed. You know, they just went outside. They took them there. So, so then I also walk outside. So it keep bothering my mind. You know, I've been thinking, you know, like, that should not happen because I'm on vacations. Why is my aunt? Then this goes on and on and on. It's really keep bothering my mind. And turns out, it's basically that my desire to have, you know, it's nothing wrong, but my desire to have peaceful, smooth, you know, everything, the peaceful environment, that's what I'm expecting. Not just expecting, I'm clinging on that. So then, you know, that's one example I learned, you know. So then I use example that, you know, desire for that, you know. So that actually, at that moment, it is suffering. It is because I'm suffering because of that, at this mind. So then I just let it blow in the wind. I'm fine. So, like, example. Oh, yeah. Maybe now time to stop. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like.
Go back to the white prayer book, to the pink sheet. We'll read the dedication verses at the very top and some of the other prayers. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avataya, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the doer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Om Taritu Taritu De Soha. 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 Om Taritu Taritu De Soha.
So I'm going to say these three mantras very quickly, okay? So this is like, so the, whoever hears this mantra will prevent from so many obstacles, you know, especially like untimely death.
Thank you, Geshe-la. So after this, we are having a potluck. followed by a very special long life puja for our spiritual director, Lama Zopa Rinpoche, who's pictured above the altar with His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Anyone who'd like to stay for that is welcome to, and you do not have to know what a puja is or how to do it, because the Geshis will be doing the puja in Tibetan while the rest of us are reciting mantras recommended by Ken Rinpoche, Geshe-less teacher, for Lama Zopa Rinpoche, and Geshe Gelug will teach us the mantra before we begin. We also have an update from Jim Green, who is on our board of directors and our fundraising development committee, about the annual appeal.
Thank you. I am here to just say thank you so very much for what you've done in the annual appeal so far. It's wonderful to give you an update. We, as of this morning, we're at $40,020 toward a $108,000 goal. Fantastic. I'd also like to mention that that we still have $2,200 worth of matching funds that were contributed by very generous donors to help people who've never contributed to the annual fund before match their gift and double their gift, essentially. So if you've given to other things, if you've given to pujas or other fundraising, but not to the annual appeal, you're still able to take advantage of this. So we'd like anybody out there who hasn't contributed to the annual appeal before to please, we encourage you to take advantage of this, because you're essentially doubling your dollars. So thank you so much for what you've done.